My sister and I had nearly worn out the Eaton's catalog. It contained about 12 pages of toys, and one of the pages was glossy, showing in magnificent color a host of dolls, from the little black one with two bumps on her composition head, where red and white ribbon bows were tied, to the elegant Eaton's Beauty that had real hair. Not only did she have real curls, but also real lashes on eyes that shut when she was laid down. She wore a ruffled bonnet, lace-trimmed pantaloons, white socks, and black shiny booties that could be taken off and put on again. And her dress? It was just like a princess's gown, with puffy sleeves and ruffles on the full, long skirt, ruffles that started at the waist and arched down around the hem. The problem was that she cost nearly $20, and we knew very well that she was out of the question. There had been no crop for several years, and we were broke. But it didn't cost anything to dream.